The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, February 24, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel held talks on Wednesday in Havana with the President of the State Duma of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, Vyacheslav Volodin, who is on an official visit to the country. According to a local television report, the head of state received the Russian politician at the Palace of the Revolution, strengthening bilateral cooperation and interparliamentary ties. During the meeting, the Cuban President expressed his willingness to increase ties in various sectors and in solidarity in the face of the U.S. attempt to impose NATO expansion on Russia's borders. For his part, Volodin reaffirmed the support of the State Duma for the consolidation of bilateral relations and reiterated the interest in continuing the political dialogue at all levels. Cuban authorities received a group of migrants returned on Wednesday from Mexico, where they were in an irregular migratory situation. Another group of people intercepted on the high seas by the U.S. Coast Guard were returned to the island. A charter flight carrying 116 citizens, 36 women, and 80 men arrived at Havana's José Martí International Airport. They received medical attention and food before being transported to their provinces of origin. Following the protocols in force due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they were tested for PCR at the air terminal before the customs and migratory control procedures. According to statements made by some of the returnees, most of them left Cuba legally at the beginning of the month to enter the United States, whose government keeps consular services on the island closed. To reach U.S. territory, they became undocumented in third countries, including Mexico, which has reinforced migratory controls. The United Nations World Food Program, WFP, on Wednesday highlighted the importance of humanitarian aid shipments to Cuba to fight COVID-19. In an exclusive interview with Prensa Latina, the WFP Regional Supply Chain Officer for Latin America and the Caribbean, Nenad Lankarevich, explained that the recent operations are an example of collaboration with vulnerable nations in emergency situations, such as the fight against the pandemic. He explained that a joint effort with the International Organization's office in Havana and its government allowed the transfer of four refrigerated containers from Panama, which are ready to be officially delivered this week to Empresa Comercializadora y Distribuidora de Medicamentos, ENCOMED, for its installation, while new shipments are being prepared, he said. Earlier this month, two refrigerated trucks were donated and are already in use by ENCOMED. And in the international agenda, we have that in the Americas, there are 13 countries and territories that do not reach a 40% of anti-COVID-19 vaccination coverage, and 10 of them are in the Caribbean, the Pan American Health Organization, PHO, said. The organization's general director, Carissa Etienne, lamented that this regional area of over 44 million people, diverse and with many inequalities, remain especially vulnerable to the pandemic. In some countries, vaccination centers are located in central areas, which may be far from the people who need them most, the authority warned during its usual weekly press conference. Other nations, she described, are short-staffed, while doctors and nurses are experiencing serious burnout, said the doctor, who assured that the tools exist to change the course of immunization. In the Caribbean, she said, people with a complete immunization scheme only exceed 21 million, while in the Americas that figure is almost 700 million, according to PHO information. Meanwhile, as the school year is about to begin, Uruguay confirmed that it will shorten the isolation of children due to COVID-19 and that mass quarantines in classrooms will be the exception rather than the norm. The Ministry of Public Health and the Ministry of Education devised new protocols in favor of a more stable on-site attendance at schools after recognizing damages to the teaching process and children's learning. According to a study spread by the University of the Republic, the closure of schools during the pandemic affected the cognitive and motor skills of preschool children. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.